Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. May 4th, 2020. Shifting into the first spiritual gear. We are in an integrated system, like gears connected together. This is the form of the ten, in which everyone should practically, as a sensory experience, reveal that we spin together like gears and depend on one another. Each one in his rotation determines the movement of all the others. If I turn myself even a little, I'm responsible for turning all the other wheels inside the ten. All friends are spinning because of me, and therefore, I am responsible for my turn. I am obligated to take into account all the general movement that I am causing and evaluate whether it will be for the good of the entire ten, and only in this case begin to turn in the optimal direction and in the best measure. And not make any move before that. Imagine that you are 10 connected gears inside one mechanism, where each, when turning, twists everyone. Therefore, before turning, I must take into account how this will turn everyone and whether it will be good for everyone. I am not allowed to make even the slightest movement without taking all into account. But it's impossible to live like that. And that is why we are given a special opportunity called this world, meaning such a machine that allows everyone to spin as he wants. And then the lever on the gearbox is shifted from above, moving us to the next, higher gear where we find ourselves actually connected to one another and forced to take into account the general movement. So we rise to the first spiritual level. And if we establish our relations at this level and can spin together without leaving anyone out of connection with others, then we can advance ourselves and switch to third gear, and then to the fourth, fifth, and so on, and go through 125 steps. At each level, we become more and more closely connected and each takes into account the increasing number of gears in the system. He sees them, feels them, and can calculate the whole system in general. And the general calculation for the whole system is the Creator. Therefore, in this way we build Him, as it is said, "You have made me." Today we have a problem. It's as if we are riding in a car with a material gear, in which we are not allowed to take into account others, but we are required to switch to the first spiritual gear. And so the coronavirus appears, brings us trouble, prevents us from continuing in the old way, and obligates us to rise. And to rise to the spiritual level, we must begin to feel one another, better adapt to one another. And how to do it if there is no such feeling? Make an effort, ask together, pray, and then from above we receive a feeling of mutual strength. The Creator will harmonize our connection, unite us, and allow us to feel dependence on one another, which will give us reason and understanding of how to arrange all this in a general form. And so we will move forward. We need to make such a transition now. It will happen anyway, whether we wish it or not. But this switching can occur as a result of our efforts and conscious participation, and then it will be nice, pleasant, smooth, and gentle. Otherwise, it will happen through another world war, the third, fourth, fifth, sixth. Who knows how many more wars and personal troubles are ahead of us? It is better for us to shift the gearbox ourselves. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, April 26, 2020. Connecting the World in the Last Generation. What does a Kabbalist know? Question. Many people in the world, even those unfamiliar with Kabbalah, believe in some kind of the upper force, a god. What do you think they are praying for? How is their prayer different from yours as a Kabbalist? Answer. The fact is that, being at the corporeal level, they simply believe in some kind of upper force, upper mind, upper predestination, plans, goals, etc. They believe in what will happen to them after they leave their bodily shell. They believe, but a Kabbalist knows. He feels it. For him, it is the next level of existence, which he is already in. Question. And what do you know that do we not know? Answer. I feel the existence outside the body, because in fact our bodies do not exist. It is only necessary to neutralize your egoism, and then you will cease to feel the heaviness of this body, which pulls you and controls you. You will begin to feel how your soul rules and leads you. Question: and how do you pray for those who have become infected with the coronavirus or sick with other diseases? Answer: I do not pray for them. I am just trying to tell everybody about what kind of people we should be: mutually kind, interdependent, feeling that we are connected by an upper nature so that we do not violate the laws of the correct communication of nature, and in this way come to a state of kindness, reciprocity, and love, so that all our transgressions, initial claims to each other, and anger are covered with love. This, in principle, is a prayer. I ask the Creator to give me the strength to cover all negative attitudes toward people, to the world, with positive ones. Not to remove them, but specifically to cover them. Love will cover all transgressions. Question: what would you wish for yourself in this difficult period? Answer: I would wish for what I always do, as much force as possible to do good to the world to the extent and in the way that the Creator leads me. From CapTV's Coronavirus is Changing Reality, March 26, 2020. On the threshold of a new society. We are on the threshold of a completely new society, a society the Kabbalists wrote about. Today, we are witnessing the fact that nature is rebelling. It no longer wants to deal with evil people. It must bring them to balance with itself, and we resist. Accordingly, to this extent, nature must correct us by negative reactions. This is exactly what we feel upon ourselves. All viruses are intended to bring us back to some state of balance. If we understand this, then we will easily correct ourselves and the system in we exist in together on Earth. Thus, we will get a completely different humanity. I hope we will discover this in the shortest possible time, maybe even in a year and a half. It is unlikely that it will happen sooner. If we want to explain in every possible manner how humanity should behave and what the correct response to the coronavirus is, then we can literally do it in that period of time. Still, it will not happen until the coronavirus goes around the globe and everyone sees how much power it has over us. People will understand that it was we who caused it through our uncorrected relationships and our bad attitude to nature and people. We will begin to wonder how to correct this. Only then will the coronavirus disappear. We must go through all the stages of the revelation of evil, its correction, and the manifestation of good. I really hope that we will witness this very soon. From CapTV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, March 15, 2020. The path to correction depends on us, but it is not short. These days, humanity is in turmoil, not knowing how to perceive the special state we find ourselves in. It seems to us that it depends on those who hold power and money, the governments, the army, and the mafia. However, we need to understand that, in fact, they have no influence. Everything is determined only by the relations between people. If we raise the importance of connection and unity, then all of humanity rises, and if we lower it, then we all fall. Therefore, we should not wait to hear in the news which government came to power. Rather, we should check through our own relations, who we elect and who we remove. We should be engaged not in politics, but only in connecting people. The entire world is within us, and it is necessary to bring unity and connection to all these opposing forces that are supposedly pulling each one in its own direction, not only the development of this world, but the entire reality, including the upper system, the upper world. The entire reality must take part in the integral connection and work concertedly in order to reveal within its relations the form of the upper force, which is the crown, the highest Sephirah Keter, and governs everything. If we organize the reality within us in this way, we force all the opposing forces of nature to start working together and moving the world toward connection. These forces will appear to us as opposing each other, clashing with and hating each other, supposedly unable to reach any compromise or connection. Each will try to take control over the others. However, this is exactly the sign of the development of reality in which all the contradictions are added. There can be no light without darkness and no good without evil, and vice versa. All forces must work according to their nature but in one direction. Each force operating in the general system must understand that it can only work according to its nature, and therefore must not resist it and only perform its function. It is necessary to arrange all the forces so that each of them supports the others and all of them are directed to the revelation of the upper force. The path to correction is not short, but it depends on how much we try to accelerate it without waiting for time to do its work. We need to be smart and patient and accept what is happening without panic, but with wisdom, knowing that whatever is going to happen will happen. There is an upper ruler in the world who controls everything. Our task is only to help him. Our help is very important, but it is the Creator who begins creation and he finishes it. Our strength is in the fact that we are many and we are very different, but we are ready to be together as one man with one heart. We agree to connect in order to make the upper force a ruler in our world that will be revealed in the entire reality. Therefore, the main thing is to continue on the same path, regardless of one's moods. We just need to know that we have to do everything in our power and thus advance. We should be less impressed by news headlines because we see that governments themselves do not understand what is happening and they themselves are getting sick not knowing what will happen tomorrow. Obviously, they do not have a new program and they hope to return everything to the old, pre-viral times when they were strong and rich. However, this will not work. Although countries have already begun to move toward equitable distribution in order to provide everyone with what they need in this critical state, it will be interesting to see how the powerful people of this world will later try to correct this state and restore the system of industry and trade again, and the Creator will correct them with his own forces. After all, correction lies only in the connection between people. If we disseminate through this connection, we will come to the healthiest state, the most balanced with the surrounding nature, which requires only this balance from us. Nature is expecting humanity to consume only what is necessary for a normal life and to direct all its other forces to the revelation of the upper world. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson April 7, 2020, selected highlights. Michael Lehtman, on Quora, how do I overcome pessimism and inferiority complex within my mind? Pessimism and optimism are characteristics embedded in us, which we are born with. While we have characteristics that we receive from birth, the way those characteristics can be influenced and directed is through the many varied social influences in our life. The examples we see in our society, from our immediate families through friends, acquaintances, the schooling we receive, the media we consume, and the culture we participate in, all influence the expression of our characteristics. Therefore, if we feel a problem with our inner characteristics, we need to think about everything and everyone influencing us, and what kinds of changes we should make in our surrounding social circles and in the media we consume in order to positively impact us. It is as the saying goes, tell me who is your friend, and I will tell you who you are. Also, pessimism should not be thought of as a bad quality. It is an inborn quality, and some people are naturally more pessimistic, while others are naturally more optimistic. It is important for us to understand that we live in a globally interdependent system of nature that acts out of a balance between all positive and negative qualities, including optimism and pessimism. Therefore, in order to reach balance with nature, we need to learn how to positively connect with other people who have different characteristics. The resulting mutual complementarity we would develop, where we each sustain our inborn characteristics but learn how to direct them in ways beneficial to all human society, would thus click us all into a harmonious homeostasis with each other and nature. The union of stony hearts. The union of hearts is the feeling that we are in one heart, we understand each other, we feel, we have one goal, and there is only one force that controls us. But connection implies within itself an understanding of what disconnection means. One does not exist without the other, opposites support each other. Two properties must exist together, the creator and creation, the desire to enjoy and the desire to bestow. And then we feel one against the other. However, one quality, only the desire to enjoy or only the desire to bestow, we are not able to notice. Therefore, we must feel two opposing qualities in our connection. First of all, we must thank the Creator for the fact that on all continents, all the people all over the world are now in the same state. The Creator gives us both a spiritual and material state. This has never happened before. Our material world is beginning to connect with the spiritual world, and this is really the action of the Messiah pulling this world to the stage of the upper world. Therefore, one must be more bound by hearts, intention, appeal to the Creator, and prayer. And so we will develop our common feeling. It all depends on the personal, small contribution of each one. I have a heart of stone that does not feel anything, but I hear that friends feel each other, and therefore I strive for them. And the other is so eager, and the third, there are millions of us. You should not miss your chance. Do not neglect what the Creator is giving us. You will begin to see more and more, day by day, how our group is receiving a blessing from above, an ascent, an understanding, a connection with the Creator. The Creator fills the voids between us that are expanded by the virus, and opens up before us opportunities for spiritual advancement. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson April 7, 2020, Selected Highlights. Long live the virus. Question: a few weeks ago, Americans with bravado watched as the coronavirus developed in Europe and in China. Today it is in complete panic. People are not only forbidden to fly or gather in crowded places, they themselves do not do this because of fear. The only way to end this pandemic is to isolate yourself. How and in what way should we unite as humanity over this isolation? Answer: I understand the Americans. They thought that somehow it would not reach them. They have such a system. This is not Europe, where everything is dictated, and especially not the Arab East. America is the most progressive country, freedom of expression and so on. How can this be? Indeed, in the field of freedom, they are ahead of the rest, and therefore the virus, which is a violation of the balance of human society, should not seem to be manifested there. The fact is that, first, it cannot be that some part of humanity is healthy if everyone else is sick. Second, it only seems to us that in America there is more freedom, more equilibrium. We are all struck by this ailment, but to varying degrees, when, with our negative influences, we bring the whole system out of balance. I can't imagine what can be done here except to take the science of Kabbalah and try to scrupulously, meticulously do what Rabash and Balha Sulam write in their articles about the correct connection in the group and in society. At least to study, to feel how much we do not coincide with their instructions. And even if we do not do this, but only feel that we should, even the differences between what is and what should be, meaning the realization of evil, will still affect us and make human society healthy. Otherwise, it will be very bad for all of us. The virus will spread throughout the world, crawl into all villages, in all remote corners of the planet. It will take all kinds of forms and modifications. So we still have a lot of time ahead to comprehend our behavior and try to do something. If we change our behavior, we can quickly get rid of the virus. And if not, then the virus will act until we, under the influence of its blows, change our attitude toward each other, give up unnecessary institutions, work, unnecessary connections among ourselves, etc. That is, nature will force us to do this by force, and not by our voluntary, conscious correction. But in any case, one way or another, the world after the virus will be completely different. Therefore, long live the virus. From Cab TV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, March 15, 2020. What does coronavirus indicate? Question: is the development of today's humanity the stupid and disproportionate reaction to some absolutely natural problem? After all, the virus is another disease. It does not threaten the destruction of the entire population. Why is there such a stir around it? Answer: the virus shows mankind how small and unreasonable it is. It is still in diapers and quickly gives into panic. In principle, we must understand that the calculation here is not with the sick and the dead, but in order to show people how much they should change their relationships. Get a few meters away from me, don't reach out, don't breathe in my face, we won't kiss and hug. We won't even get close to each other, it's forbidden. The virus shows us at what internal distance we should be from each other, internally. It illustrates from the outside how this distance is safe for you. At this distance we cannot harm each other. Then we begin to think, what should we do? Therefore, the science of Kabbalah is revealed and explains what to do. From Cab TV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, March 22, 2020. The coronavirus is a result of mutual hatred. To establish order in the world, we need to connect with each other so that the light of the Creator will be revealed between us, filling our connection with the upper light. Through our connection with all the inhabitants of this world, we will bring them the light of the Creator, which will illuminate the entire world. Then the world, instead of being afraid of the coronavirus and staying away from each other, will be able to connect through beautiful, good connections, both between people and with the inanimate, vegetative, and animate nature, that is, with the environment. The entire world would rise to a new degree of connection and correction. Through this integral connection and the feeling of integral nature, the world will attain the single force that governs and arranges everything in our lives. In this way, the whole world will come closer to feeling and attaining the Creator. This process is already happening. If we do not understand the first soft hints in the form of the coronavirus, then next time it will be revealed in a much more terrible form. We should not wait for that. The coronavirus is still acting very gently, threatening us with an epidemic to keep us from unnecessary activities that only destroy nature. However, next time, an epidemic could wipe out half of humanity, affecting every home. If we do not learn from today's experience with the coronavirus and think only about how to return to hair salons and hotels, we will get a stronger warning from nature. The coronavirus makes it clear that we must change our behavior toward each other, between people, and toward all inanimate, vegetative, and animate nature. In the end, we must put our life on earth in order. It is obvious to everyone that our life is not the best and needs to be corrected. So let's change it and not go back to the old one. Now, when we return to normal life after the quarantine, let's organize our relations a little differently, make them more corrected, do less harm to each other, and less damage to the environment. Even before the epidemic, we were saying that it would be worth changing ourselves, so let's do it. Let's think about what useful conclusions can be drawn from the experience of the epidemic. What lessons can we learn? How should we change? Maybe we can find the reason for the epidemic and make sure it does not happen again. If we have made a few positive changes, let's not lose them. We will slightly change our family, school, work, and will eliminate unnecessary businesses that produce redundant products. So far, I do not see that there is a change in people's minds. Leaders do not understand what is happening and try to return to the previous state by any means. Of course, they are more cautious now, but they do not know what to do. This is not ill will but simply narrow-mindedness, inability to understand the changes occurring in nature that caused the coronavirus. And there are many other viruses after this one that are waiting for us if we do not start to change. We see that egoists cannot unite, not in a disintegrating Europe, not in China, America, or India. No one can stay in good relations, everyone is against everyone else. And above this general disunion, our group can become a connecting force with one goal of common connection under one slogan, connection above separation. It does not matter, let the separation remain, we do not deal with it, we only build a connection above it. We do not have to fight against separation because we are all different and hate each other. Let it remain that way, and over this, we want to stretch the threads of love, of connection between us so that all crimes are covered by love. This is our motto with which we go. Only such a system can control the world because it contains a great human egoism within itself and the upper force of the Creator, a common universal connection. With these two forces, we can do everything because then we contain everything together within ourselves and can control the world by setting an example and disseminating the method of connection. The coronavirus stays as it is, we do not touch it. We need to observe the rules of social distancing that the coronavirus has set for us, that is, 2 meters apart and home quarantine. Yet, at the same time, we develop an internal connection between us until our internal unity destroys all viruses. After all, the virus is a result of our mutual hatred. In our world, there is nothing but the will to receive, which is inseparable from hatred for others, and the will to bestow, which generates love for one's neighbor. The coronavirus is the result of hatred that manifests itself in such a biological form, as a virus. Let's reduce the hatred between us a little, or at least realize that it exists and want to get rid of it. This very desire will already confine hatred, and on the same day, we will see how we are cured of the virus. This is what the world's leaders should be doing today. From a Kabbalah lesson, April 25, 2020, concerning faith above reason. Why is there so much suffering in the world? Question: why does humanity suffer so much? Why is such suffering necessary if it does not directly impact the point in the heart? What is the connection between the suffering and the awakening of the point in the heart? Answer: in order to understand this, we need to learn about the general structure of the soul. The soul is one and we are all inside it as shattered particles since the time of the shattering of the general soul, which resulted from what we call the sin of Adam HaRishon. There are 5 levels of avyutt, thickness, of the ego in the soul, and in addition to that it is divided into different attributes in all kinds of combinations. It is therefore very hard to say why every individual has this or that predestined fate. It depends on the reincarnation of the souls. After all, we connect to each other endlessly, merge, break up, and draw apart. It is impossible to imagine the extent to which this system operates in mutuality and takes into account our initial state when we were connected, and then when we were shattered into different parts, and now when we are starting to gradually come together. The ultimate goal is to reach the same level of unity as there was at the beginning, but now it already includes all our efforts to connect, by which we become absolutely identical to the upper force, to the light, to the Creator. And the fact that each one has such a complicated fate, we cannot understand. It is not clear why some people suffer more and others less. For this we need to study and to know the whole system. Then you will see how perfect everything is, without any concessions or exceptions for anyone. On the other hand, you do not see all reincarnations of lives. You do not understand what those people had and what those people will have. Eventually, no one can say that it is better for someone to have something and for another to have something else. No one can do that, not even the greatest Kabbalists, not to mention those who are the furthest away from the wisdom of Kabbalah who have not even have been born yet, and where they exist and how is unknown. I can assure you that no one can reproach the upper governance about any injustice. If you attain the system of the soul, you will see how integral it is and how each and every moment it guides us to the attainment of the absolutely perfect whole state. From Cab TV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, February 9, 2020. Three kinds of faith. Question. It is written in the articles of Rabash that faith is man's intention to bestow to his neighbor, to think about him, etc., and self-love is the intention to receive for one's own sake. Is this what we call within reason? Answer, naturally. Question. We feel and understand this. We see some benefit from this. Is it possible to say that faith in Kabbalah is something in which I do not feel any obvious benefit to myself? Answer. Of course. In order to bestow, you must feel not yourself, but a stranger, what he needs personally, and then you begin to accept fulfillment only to satisfy his desires. Thus your faith is realized. And after its realization, a new desire appears and you must set another bar, and so on. Remark, it is similar to science or sports. You set for yourself a bar, and the state that you have not yet achieved is called faith. And what you have already achieved is called knowledge, and then again, what is achieved also becomes knowledge and is added to the previous one. This is the opposite of what we know in our world when I was told something, and I have to believe. Such faith is called faith below reason. My comment, in addition, in our world, I do everything for the sake of receiving. I am ready to believe anyone in order to fill myself. Remark, for example, I was told, there is a certain upper force, the Creator. If I just believe in it and do not check, then this is faith below reason. And if I start checking, exploring, who is he? What is he? What are his properties? How can I achieve these properties? This is called faith within reason. My comment, in this case, you believe to the extent of your reason. And if you do not check any more and can do the act of bestowal, then this faith is above reason. Thus, faith below reason is work for the sake of knowledge, for the sake of fulfillment, when you do not check but simply believe blindly. Faith above reason is when you have checked dozens of times, saw that this is completely unrealistic, and you do it anyway. Faith within reason is when you check and know, that is, when faith and knowledge support each other. From Cab TV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, April 1, 2019. How should we spend our time? Question. Do we have to live in a hurry in order to save time? Answer. Time must be used wisely, which means to use it only on what Kabbalists advise us to, and then you will succeed in everything. But at the same time, you do not need to rush. Instead, use your time seriously, correctly, and rationally. I recommend reading what Kabbalists say on this matter. From Cab TV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, March 1, 2020.